الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سرکار دو عالم نور مجسم شاہ بنی آدم رسول محتشم سراپا جود و کرم شہنشاہ امم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا من صلی علی مرتا فتح اللہ له بابا من العافیہ جو شخص مجھ پر ایک مرتبہ درود پاک پڑھتا ہے اللہ تعالی اس پر عافیت کا ایک دروازہ کھول دیتا ہے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we need afiyat also because we are doing today the silsila on the topic Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam and the Qaum-e Jinnat. So before we take your questions on your calls on Skype, first of all let's listen the verses of Quran Majeed Furqan Hamid. Aiye sabse pehle Quran Majeed Furqan Hamid ki tilawat se اپنے سلسلے کا آغاز کرتے ہیں. آج کا ہمارا ٹاپک ہے حضرت سلیمان علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اور قوم جنات کے متعلق. آج انشاءاللہ تبارک و تعالی ہم سمجھے کہ خاص طور پر ہم بات کریں گے, کافی سارے سوالات یہ ہمیں موصول ہوئے ہیں. Let's listen the verses of Holy Quran because when Quran Majeed Furqan Hamid is recited we have to keep quiet and listen it carefully. Quran Majeed says لعلکم ترحمون تاکہ تم پر رحم کیا جائے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وانه کان یقول سفیہنا علی اللہ شططا وأنا ظننا أن لن تقول الإنس والجن على الله كذبا وأنه كان رجال من الإنس يعوذون برجال من الجن فزادوهم رهقا وأنهم ظنوا كما ظننتم أن لن يبعث الله أحدا وأنا لمسنا السماء فوجدناها ملئت حرسا شديدا وشهبا آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين. And the foolish amongst us used to forge senseless lies against Allah, and that we thought that human beings and jinns will never utter a lie against Allah. And the commoners from among the human beings used to seek refuge with persons from among the jinns, so they increased them in their pride. And indeed, they thought, as you think, that Allah will never raise any messenger, and that we sought to reach the sky, but we found it filled with strong guards and flame shooting stars. Amantu billahi sallallahu alazim.
Aiye silsile ke andar jaisa ki hum ek naat shamil karte hain, naat sunte hain inshaallah, iske baad is mauzu par baat shuru karte hain. Sallu ala al habib
sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی کریمنا صلی علی محمد.
مولانا حسن رضا خان علی رحمۃ الرحمن کا لکھا ہوا بہت ہی پیارا کلام. تمام اسلامی بھائی اور مدنی چین کے ناظرین اس میں شامل ہو جائیے.
مراد مل رہی ہے شاد کا شاہ دشاد کا سوالی ہے لوگوں پر التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جانی ہے لوگوں پر التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جانی ہے تیری صورت تیری سیرت زمانے تیری ہے ادا پیارے دلیل بے مثالی ہے تیری ہے ادا پیارے دلیل بے مثالی ہے اللہ والا ہے تیرا اللہ حوالی ہے کہ تو اللہ والا ہے تیرا اللہ حوالی ہے آقا تمہارے ہاتھ میں
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. So Mustafa, today is our topic which we also announced in previous our silsila that we will do on Qaum-e Jinnat and especially about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Qaum-e Jinnat. So the verses of Quran Majeed has also been recited. What do you first of all say about these verses, then we take the actual our topic.
Well, ayat were recited from Surah Jin,
yes.
And the incident of the delegation of jinns coming, yes, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is discussed in this surah. That's why the name of the surah is called Surah Jin. I would like to start with our tonight's topic.
Okay.
The topic is Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and the nation of jinns. Normally when we talk about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, the concept of jinns come automatically.
Yes.
So the thinking about jinns come automatically because of many relationships and many works.
Yes.
And especially the incident of Ifrit,
yes,
which is mentioned in Quran Kareem, who is a jinn.
Yes.
A very bad jinn.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about Sulaiman alayhi salam and you don't talk the story of jinns,
yes,
it feels that you have left your talk incomplete.
Yes.
And something is missing in this story. Mm-hmm. So that's why when we talk about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, we felt, you know, we should bring up the story of jinns as well to complete the subject. First of all, we must keep in mind that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam is one special prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, who was given control over many unusual things.
Hmm.
And that was his miracle. You know, different prophets alayhi salam are given different miracles. And his miracles were that he had control over the air,
yes,
he had control over the birds, he would speak the language of animals and birds, and he had very strong and tight control over the jinns. And he used jinns to do lots of things. He used them for buildings, to make pools, to make gardens, to make roads.
Yes.
In many projects he used jinns. So therefore, lot about jinns is mentioned with the reference of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. And then how the magic started and how they used to play tricks with humans because they used to work together.
Yes.
When Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam would start a project, he would appoint some humans and some jinns. And at that time, the humans could see jinns.
Is it possible, first of all, here one question also arises, that is it possible that a human being can see a jinn?
It's not possible for normal people.
Okay.
But for Anbiya, it is possible to see jinns in its original an asal condition and state. And it is possible for awliya Allah as their karamat to see jinns in their original
condition
and real conditions and forms.
Wow.
As far as the normal people are concerned, jinns appear in the forms of snakes, they appear in the forms of dogs, they appear in the forms of many other species. They can change forms. Actually, one of the categories of jinns have several categories. One of the categories of jinns can change forms. They can even come in the form of human being. So that way we can see them, but not in their original form. Of course, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam see them, as it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, that Ifrit, the jinn, his incident is mentioned.
Yes, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi
wasallam. He used to sit in the court of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi wasallam, and everyone could see him.
Yes.
And ulama ikram have said that every ability which other Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also has it. So Sulaiman alayhi wasallam could see jinns in their real forms, then definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can also see jinns in the real forms.
And it is also mentioned in that hadith that one group of jinn came to listen to the Quran.
Yes. Okay, on that particular, there is a discussion.
Okay.
Some would say he saw them, and some would say he did not see them. They only heard kalam from him. But there are other ahadith which suggest that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to their, developments or wherever they lived, their homes, and spent time with them, and gave them da'wah towards Islam, and they ask questions.
Okay.
They ask questions like, what is our food? What are we allowed to eat? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that any bone upon which the Bismillah is recited, mean that the person who is eating, he recited Bismillah on the food, and then he threw that bone away, it will become meaty again. And that would be the food of the jinns. And the dung of our animals is the food of the animals of jinns. So therefore Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us not to make istinja with the bones and with the dung of animals.
Okay.
Gobar, in Urdu you say. Because Rasulullah said that this is the food of your brothers who are jinns. So your question that, can we see, we can't see in their original form. But something very important we should know, and we should believe, that this consensus of the Ummah, the consensus of scholars, Sahaba Ikram, that jinns do exist. So if anyone denies the existence of jinns, he denies an essentials of deen. And that leads to disbelief. It's very important to believe that jinns do exist.
Okay.
Jinns are mentioned in Quran Kareem, they are mentioned in many ahadith mubarakah. So only a person who's misled, only a person who's far away from the teachings of Islam can deny the existence of jinns, or try to distort the meaning of jinns and try to give another meaning. So this is a matter of aqeedah, that we should believe that jinns do exist, and that is a special creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And they are mukallaf, they are duty bound, they have to believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in order to become believers.
Yes.
And there are many jinns who are believers. So these are some of the basic information about jinns, but let's get back to Hazrat Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam.
Yes.
Hazrat Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam used to give tasks to jinns, and they would work together with humans. And it's not that all those jinns who would work on the orders of Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam believed in Hazrat Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam. There were many who were still kafirs.
Allah.
But they were forced to work because Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam had control over them. So even Ifrit,
yes.
Ifrit means a khabis jinn, a very bad jinn. But he was still sitting in the court of Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam. So this does not mean that they were believers. So they had their own wrongdoings going on while they were working. So when they work with humans, they would play certain tricks because they had the abilities to hide and do things, and they're more powerful than humans. And they would show some tricks. And humans would say, wow, you know, how can you do this? That's very powerful, that's amazing. And they would say, it's very simple. We give you a spell to read, a magic spell, and if you read, you will also get that power. So the people will say, you know, give us that. Because everyone wants to be powerful.
Yes.
So what they would do...
People are very interested in that type of thing.
That type of supernatural thing.
Yes. And
so what the jinns would do, they would write few words of kufr. Words of blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because their intention was to make them
kafir,
mushriks. And when person reads that spell from a curtain, you know, they will come and show a trick.
Allah.
So people would believe, yes, it's working. Yes. So now the people started believing that this spells which they are getting, they're powerful, they work. So it started spreading slowly but surely. Then people started writing, and then those writings, somebody would collect all of that, and they started forming books. And then many books came in the market, and it became a big problem. The whole community got involved in magic and magic spells. So that was the order of the day. Then Hazrat Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam ordered his minister, Hazrat Asif bin Barakhiya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that please take all those books away, put them in a box, and bury them under my minbar, under my throne. And he did that, so the magic stopped, because now they did not have magic spells anymore. So it was a control plan which Hazrat Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam exercised. And that problem got controlled. But then, when Hazrat Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam passed away, then Shaitan came to the Jews.
No.
And he said to them that, do you know that what Sulaiman Alayhi Salaam was and what he used to do?
No.
They said, no, we don't know.
Hmm.
He said, no, he was not a prophet and he was not a king actually. He was a magician. He used to read those magic spells, and it was the power of his magic that he controlled the whole world. And those magic spells are lying under his throne. So let's go and dig that out. So they went and they dug and they took out that box and they found those books. They were very happy. So they started reading and practicing that spell again. And according to the commentators of Quran Kareem, they mention that at that time they left Torah. They left the revealed book because they got something which they felt is more powerful. And this is how they got misguided. So this is the story behind, you know, how the magic was developed. And it was actually the work of jinns. So even till today, where there is a magic, jinns are involved. What the magicians do, they do certain type of exercises, or certain type of readings to control evil jinns. And then they use them to do the job for them. Sometimes to hurt someone, sometimes even they kill people, sometimes they hurt them, they break their bones, or, you know, assault them in different type of way, causing problems between husband and wife. That is one of the main function to break families, cause misunderstandings, cause divorces, talaqs. And that happens a lot because of magic and these evil jinns.
MashaAllah, Mufti sahab ne bade acche andaaz ke sath ye ke jinnat ka kya mamla hai Hazrat Sulaiman Alaihi Salatu Wassalam ki kya taqat hai, kya farmate hain Hazrat iske mutalliq?
Bade pyare andaaz mein Hazrat ka andaaz MashaAllah bada chhota hai. Allah Taala aur barkat ata farmaye. Baat ko samandar ko kooze mein band kar diya. Usme ek baat jo hai summarize kare to wo mazid is tarah se hoga ke انسان مسلمان جو ہے یہ جنوں کے وجود کا انکار نہیں کر سکتا.
صحیح.
یعنی انسان مسلمان کم از کم یہ نہیں کہہ سکتا کہ جنوں کا کوئی وجود نہیں ہے. عمومی طور پر دیکھا یہ گیا ہے کہ وہ لوگ جو تھوڑے کوالیفائیڈ زیادہ ہو جاتے ہیں اور جو ہے وہ ایک خاص علم کے اندر ان کی زیادہ تھوڑی مہارت ہوتی ہے تو پھر عمومی طور پر وہ ایسے باتیں کرتے ہیں کہ یہ جن وغیرہ کچھ نہیں ہوتا, تو یہ معاملہ جو ہے وہ بالکل غلط ہے. تو یہ سب سے پہلے بات مسلمان کو ذہن میں رکھنی چاہیے کہ جن جو ہیں وہ ہوتے ہیں, ان کا وجود ہے. قرآن کریم میں پوری سورہ جن ہے جس کی ہم نے تلاوت سنی ہے. پھر دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کا جو ہے وہ ذکر خیر ہو رہا ہے کہ آپ کی سلطنت کے بارے میں اور آپ کی حکومت کے بارے میں گفتگو جو ہے وہ ہو رہی ہے کہ آپ کے جو سلطنت کے اندر رعایا کے اندر جو آتی تھیں قومیں, ان کے اندر قوم جنات جو ہے یہ بھی ہوا کرتی تھی. حضرت سعید بن جبیر ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے روایت کی ہے کہ حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام جب تخت پر بیٹھتے تھے تو ان کے ارد گرد 400 کرسیاں ہوا کرتی تھیں جن پر آگے معزز انسان بیٹھتے تھے اور پھر ان کے پیچھے کچھ عام لوگ جو ہے وہ بیٹھتے تھے, اور اس کے بعد جنات میں سے سردار جو تھے وہ بیٹھتے تھے, پھر اس کے بعد کچھ عام جن جو ہے وہ بیٹھتے تھے. ہر کرسی کے اوپر ایک پرندہ جو ہے وہ ہوا کرتا تھا جس کے سپرد کوئی نہ کوئی ڈیوٹی جو ہے وہ ہوا کرتی تھی, پھر ہوا جو ہے وہ اس تخت کو لیے چلتی تھی اور پرندے اس پر جو ہے وہ سایہ کرتے تھے. تو ایسے شان والا جو ہے وہ ہوا کرتا تھا تخت حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کا. جن جو تھے یہ ان کے تابع تھے, جو کام یہ کرنے کا کہتے تھے جن وہ کیا کرتے تھے. تفسیر قرطبی کے اندر سورہ سبا کی بعض آیات میں جہاں پر ذکر ہے جنات کا اور حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کا, امام قرطبی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ نے ایک بات ذکر کی ہے, فرماتے ہیں کہ وہ جن جو کہ حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کی نافرمانی کیا کرتا تھا اس کے لیے ایک فرشتہ تھا جس کے ہاتھ میں ایک آگ کا جو ہے وہ کوڑا ہوا کرتا تھا.
صحیح.
جو جن حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کی نافرمانی کیا کرتا تھا اس کو وہ فرشتہ کوڑا مارتا تھا اور اس کا وجود جو ہے وہ ختم ہو جاتا تھا. بہرحال جنات کی اور بھی بڑی جو ہے وہ قسمیں بیان فرمائی ہیں کتب کے اندر. بعض کہا کہ جنات ایسے ہوتے ہیں جن کے پر ہوتے ہیں وہ ہواؤں میں اڑتے ہیں, اور بعض جنات کے بارے میں کہا کہ وہ جو ہے وہ کتے اور بلی کی شکل میں جو ہے وہ ہوتے ہیں, اور بعض جنات کے بارے میں جو ہے وہ یوں بھی آیا کہ بعض سواریوں پر جو ہے وہ سوار ہوتے ہیں. تو بہرحال جنات کا وجود ہے, اور حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کے بھی امتی تھے, نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی بھی بالکل جنات ہیں. ان کے اندر بھی بلیور ہوتے ہیں, ایمان والے بھی ہوتے ہیں, اور جو ایمان والے نہیں یہ بھی پائے جاتے ہیں.
اللہ اکبر. اینڈ اٹ از آلسو مینشنڈ ان دا book that Maktabatul Madina has published. The book name is Ajaibul Quran, Maghraibul Quran. On page 363, that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam once prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in para number 23, Surah Sa'd, verse number 35. That Rabbi ighfirli wa habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Innaka antal wahhab. اے میرے رب مجھے بخش دے اور مجھے ایسی سلطنت عطا کر کہ میرے بعد کسی کو لائق نہ ہو, بے شک تو ہی ہے بڑی دین والا. یہ آپ کی دعا قبول ہوئی اور آپ کو ایسی عجیب و غریب حکومت اور بادشاہی عطا فرمائی کہ آپ سے پہلے کسی کو نہیں ملی. ایک اور بڑی زبردست بات یہاں پر یہ بھی تحریر ہے کہ حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ روایت کرتے ہیں کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ایک دن ارشاد فرمایا کہ گزشتہ رات ایک سرکش جن نے یہ کوشش کی کہ میری نماز میں خلل ڈالے. تو اس سے یہ بات بھی مجھ سے پتا چلی کہ جنات نماز میں یہ خلل ڈالنے کی بھی کوشش کرتے ہیں. تو خداوند تعالی نے مجھ کو اس پر قابو دے دیا, میں نے اسے پکڑ لیا. اس کے بعد میں نے ارادہ کیا کہ اس کو مسجد کے ستون سے باندھ دوں. کتنی کلیئر حدیث ہے کہ تم سب دن میں اس کو دیکھ سکو, مگر اس وقت مجھ کو اپنے بھائی حضرت سلیمان علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی دعا یاد آ گئی. اور یہ وہی دعا کہ رب اغفر لی وہب لی ملک لا ینبغی احد من بعدی انک انت الوہاب. یہ دعا یاد آتے ہی میں نے اسے چھوڑ دیا. بخاری شریف کتاب الانبیاء اور باب
This is the حسن اخلاق
of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم,
that because it was خصوصیت exclusivity of سلیمان علیہ السلام, so he kept that intact. So his خصوصیت must remain his
خصوصیت. امام مطلب اللہ تعالیٰ نے لکھا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو بھی جو ہے وہ یہ شان عطا فرمائی کہ جن جو ہیں وہ آپ کے تابع ہیں, لیکن آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کی جو یہ دعا ہے اس کے وجہ سے جو ہے وہ جنوں سے کوئی ایسا جو ہے معاملہ جو ہے نہیں کروایا جیسے وہ کروایا کرتے.
He did not show his power
upon them.
Yes. ظاہر نہیں فرمایا.
ظاہر نہیں
فرمایا. To keep the respect of سلیمان علیہ السلام in mind.
سبحان something if you share about جنات or any scientific if you have today.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as we had heard, the jinns were subservient to Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were under his control. Whether the jinns, whether the followers of the jinns, the modern day satanists, whether they like this or not, the jinns were under the subservience of Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. However, it is very frightening that nowadays how this magic has evolved, that it is being promoted on the internet via different media sources as well, where they call this black magic or witchcraft. There's many different names given. It's also called the craft or Wicca, these kind of fancy names. Essentially, the reality stays the same, that this is black magic and this is evil. They also call witchcraft or this magic the old religion, because it dates thousands of years back to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Therefore, they call it the old religion, and they treat it as a religion. People who belong to this today called neo-pagans. Like the pagans, mushrikeen, polytheists of Makkah, how they are suffering in the hellfire, so too these are neo-pagans or new pagans. That they worship, they engage in nature worship. That is, they worship the earth, they worship heavenly bodies or the sun, the moon, animals, these kind of things. And they try to promote this in different ways.
سبحان اللہ.
مفتی صاحب نے ایک اور بھی بڑی پیاری بات جو ہے وہ کہی ہے دوران گفتگو, کہ کیونکہ جنات کا جو ہے وہ معاملہ ہوتا تھا انسانوں کے ساتھ اس دور میں, اور وہ جن جو ہے وہ انسانوں کو دیکھتے تھے, انسان جنوں کو دیکھتے تھے, تو جنوں نے وہ کوئی تماشے بازیاں جو ہے وہ کرنا شروع کر دی, غائب ہو جانا, آ جانا, غائب ہو جانا. بندوں نے دیکھا کہ بھئی یہ بڑا معاملہ ہے, کبھی غائب ہو جاتے ہیں, کبھی آ جاتے ہیں, کبھی یہ کام کر دیتے ہیں, کبھی یہ کام کر دیتے ہیں. تو انہوں نے کہا بھی کیسے کرتے ہو؟ انہوں نے کہا بھی ہم بھی تمہیں کچھ جو ہے وہ لفظ بتاتے ہیں, تو وہ تم پڑھو گے تو تم بھی کر لو گے. انہوں نے پھر کیا کیا کہ جو ایسے کلمات جو کفریا ہوتے ہیں, جو شرکیا ہوتے ہیں, وہ سکھانا شروع کر دیے لوگوں کو, اور لوگ پھر جو ہے وہ ان کے پیچھے جو ہے وہ لگ گئے, اور اس طرح سے جو ہے یہ جادو کو انہوں نے پرموٹ کیا اور یہ سارا معاملہ چلا. آج بھی اگر اپنے معاشرے میں ہم لوگ دیکھیں فضیل بھائی, لوگ عجیب سے ایک مخمصے کے اندر شکار ہیں.
جس بندے کا کاروبار جو ہے وہ ایک دکان ہے سارے میں دوسری دکان ہے, وہ یہ چاہ رہا ہے کہ میرا جو ہے وہ مال بڑھ جائے, سامنے والا برباد ہو جائے. اس کے لیے کیا کرتے ہیں, کوئی بابا ڈھونڈیں گے جس کو بابا کہتے ہیں عرف عام کے اندر. بابا جی بڑے پہنچے ہوئے ہیں, کہاں پہنچے ہوئے ہیں, حال دیکھیں, شریعت کے ساتھ کوئی جو ہے وہ بندے کا کوئی واسطہ نہیں ہوگا, قرآن کریم کی کاف تک سے وہ جو ہے وہ حل نہیں ہوگا. ایک بندے نے بتایا جی میں جو ہے وہ بندے مسخر کر لیتا ہوں, لوگ جو ہے وہ میں قابو کر لیتا ہوں. کیسے قابو کر لیتے ہو؟ تو پھر وہ منتر سنا رہا تھا کہ فلاں 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 فلاں, یعنی وہ جو چیزیں وہ جو کفار والی تھیں, جو کفار کے منتر تھے, جو آج بھی لوگ جو ہے وہ ان کا سہارا لے کر یہ کفر کا شرکیہ جو ہے وہ کام کرتے ہیں. بہرحال جو ایک مسلمان ہے اس کو جو ہے وہ یہ بات زیب نہیں دیتی کہ وہ اس طرح جادو ٹونے کے معاملات کی طرف آئے, گھر کے اندر ایک دوسرے کا جو ہے وہ حسد کی بنا پر. جادو ٹونا جو ہے وہ اس سے پہلے بھی کچھ چیزیں جو ہے وہ ہوتی ہیں جن کی بنا پر بندہ جو ہے وہ قدم اٹھاتا ہے جادو ٹونا. ایک دم سے نہیں کہ جادو کروا دیں کسی کے اوپر یا شیطانیت جو ہے وہ مسلط کروا دیں کسی پر, ایسے نہیں ہوتا. اس سے پہلے ایک سٹیپ ہوتا ہے, وہ ہوتا ہے حسد کا. جب بندے کے دل کے اندر یہ چیز پیدا ہوتی ہے, اثر پیدا ہوتا ہے کہ یہ نعمت اس سے چھن جائے مجھے مل جائے, یہ برباد ہو جائے, اس کی تباہی ہو جائے, میری جو ہے وہ واہ واہ ہو جائے, تو پھر وہ جاتا ہے اس طرح کے اوچھے ہٹ کندھوں کی طرف اور کفریا اور شرکیا معاملات کی طرف, اور پھر جو ہے وہ کیا کچھ کرتا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ایسی چیزوں سے جو ہے ہمیں محفوظ
فرمائے. سب سے بڑا یہ کہ اس کا ایمان ہی اس کے ہاتھ سے چلا گیا.
جی بالکل.
اچھا مصعب, وی ہیو کوسچنز ہیئر آلسو. One question we have also got on Skype from Mumtaz Ali Barfat, that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ki umar kitni thi, and main we are talking about jinnat. So we say jinn, what is the meaning of jinn? Kaha ye jata hai ki jahan jinnat ki tazkira ho, aaj surah jinn bhi padhi gayi, to jahan surah jinn padhi jaye to wahan jinnat aa jate hain, ya jinnat ki tazkira ho to their jinns also come. So if you answer this question, then we'll take the calls. So we have to call those.
Well, we definitely do have many jinn audience right now. They might also be enjoying.
Yes.
We're educating them as well.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. The Madani channel educates everyone. Educates yes. Humans and jinns.
Jinns.
Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam's umar or age was 92 years.
92 years. Okay.
So there's another saying as well about 53.
Okay.
But one of them is, you know, 53 or 92. The meaning of jinn is to be hidden from the senses.
Allah.
Hawas se makhfi hona. To be hidden
from the senses.
From the senses. That's the literal meaning of word jinn. That is the reason that al-jinan is the word for qalb. Qalb means here ruh, not the physical heart actually.
It is not mentioned as
because the physical heart is something that can be seen.
Seen, yes.
So, and most of the time in Quran and Hadith, the word heart is used, but ruh is meant. So that is also hidden. So real qalb is also hidden. That's why it's called jinan. And also there's something called junnah. Like asawmu junnah.
Mm-hmm.
Junnah means shield.
Okay.
Because shield hides your body from the attack. It covers you. That means it hides your body. So your enemy cannot attack you.
And asawmu junnah means roza dhal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have another word, jannat. They're all from the same root word.
Okay.
And that makhfi meaning, hidden meaning is found in every offshoot of that root word.
Yes.
Jannat is actually a garden or a forest which is full of trees, so many trees that you can't see the ground. Like a rainforest. Rainforest with a lot of trees, you can only see greenery, you can only see trees, you can't see the ground.
And if somebody says one time Subhanallah, you will get the tree in Jannah, inshallah.
Yes, there's a lot of trees. Everyone can get one, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And if you got a tree, you will go there to eat the fruit of that tree as well.
Inshallah. Amen.
And then the child that's in the stomach is called Jinin.
Okay.
It's also because it's hidden.
Hidden. All these meanings are coming from hidden.
Yes. So, the jinn what we're talking about, is a creation which cannot be seen with the senses, which is hidden from the senses.
Okay.
The father of all the jinn is called Al-Jan. That's mentioned in Quran Kareem. He is the father, like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam,
is the father,
of human beings. Al-Jan, that is mentioned in Quran Kareem, that is the father of every jinn. So, jinns are his progeny, they are his nasal.
I also read in a book that a Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was also sent in jinnat, and his name was also Hazrat Jan alayhi salam.
Well, Jan is actually the, you know, the name.
Okay.
The name of that category.
Okay.
There is another issue. The ulama have different opinions, you know, whether there was a Rasul amongst the jinns or there were no Rasuls. That, inshallah, if time permits, we'll discuss that.
Okay.
Jinn is actually plural. Its singular word is jinni.
Okay.
And in English, the word is used jinni as it is used in Arabic. In Arabic, you will have shadda, but in English, you will not have shadda. You say jinni. And in Arabic, you will say jinni.
Okay.
So that is the singular.
The meanings are same.
Yeah, that's the singular. So this is the meaning of word jinn. And as far as the other meaning, the question is concerned, where do they stay?
Yes, where do they stay? Where are they found?
They're found everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere, in our homes, in our masajid.
We are sitting in now in the studio there.
They definitely can be there. And
watching us.
They even sit in the dars of ulama-i-kiram.
Allah.
So, it's a big possibility that because it's a session of learning.
Yes.
So they could be coming specially to listen to this silsila.
Hmm.
And it's not far-fetched. It's not impossible.
Yes.
They normally like to live in jungles, places where people don't live. And islands, because when war took place between the angels and the jinns, just keep in mind that jinns were created 2000 years before humans, and they were living on this ground, and they were fine, no problem, they used to worship, till they killed an angel whose name was Yusuf. So jinns killed an angel.
Jinns killed an angel.
Yeah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a troop of angels, and Iblis was with them. And this was 4,000 angels that came to fight the jinns. And Shaitan was leading those troops.
Shaitan was leading
the angels. Yes.
Allahu.
So he was the commander of the army of angels. And he fought with the jinns, killed many jinns, defeated them, and then chased them into islands and into jungles. So from that time, their main base or their main home are islands and the jungles. But occasionally, they do come and live in the normal cities of human beings, and they come in and out, because they can fly, they can move easily, you can't see them, they can see you, so, and they don't have, you know, physical bodies like ours.
Okay.
It's more like a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So they can walk in any place, you know, get into any place. So they're there, you know, they move around. Even till today, it's established that islands, whichever the island might be,
okay,
there are too many jinns there till today.
Okay.
Many islands, like I went to Mauritius.
Yes.
Mauritius is an island.
Island, yes.
And the jinn problem is the biggest problem that I found there.
In Mauritius.
In Mauritius. Oh. And then it clicked, you know, when I heard from people that there are too many jinns there.
Hmm.
Then this incident, you know, that they were chased into islands came into my mind. And I said, yes, this is the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is their base.
Yes.
They have been chased to live at this place.
And now people went there and started living there.
Yes. And now islands are beautiful places, you know. They're in between the ocean.
And Mauritius is the
and people,
very gay place.
People these days, they go and they, you know, enjoy holidays and they swim and a lot of other wrong things happen.
Yes.
And they get hurt as well because a lot of jinns are there as well and they do their tricks.
Okay. Now, kuch sawalat hain, but first of all, the two calls, then inshallah, the Skype question. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اس حساب سے میرا سوال یہ ہے کہ کچھ لوگ کہتے ہیں کہ سلیمان علیہ السلام کی قسم اگر کسی جنات کو دے دی جائے تو وہ ہمارا راستہ چھوڑ دیتا ہے, یہ بات کہاں تک درست ہے, رہنمائی فرما دیں. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
بڑا موقع کا سوال آپ نے تو کیا بھائی, کہ سلیمان علیہ السلام والسلام کا نام لیا. ٹھیک ہے, دوسرا کوشچن سنا کر اس سے بات کر. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
میں مظہر جلیل اتاری یونان سے کر رہا ہوں. جناب خاص مانڈائی سے میری گزارش یہ ہے کہ امیر اہل سنت کا یہ کلام ہے, صفحہ نمبر 201 پر, افسوس بہت دور ہوں گلزار نبی سے یہ سنا دیں, جزاکم اللہ خیرا.
انشاءاللہ یہ بھی کوشش کرتے ہیں کہ بات چیت کے دوران آپ کے اس فرمائش کو بھی ہم شامل کر لیں انشاءاللہ.
Well, see, قسم of انبیاء or اولیاء is not allowed in our Sharia. Should take قسم of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی and his صفات.
Okay.
Normally what happens that if you are given a قسم of someone that you respect very highly or you are afraid of such personality,
yes,
then you would honor that vow, you would honor that qasam.
Okay.
Because the jinns are very scared of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and they are very scared of Hazur Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala. So this is not a shar'i qasam. If anyone takes from them, it is about to make them more serious about their commitment.
Okay.
Yes. Because if a jinn is captured and he has been asked that don't come back, and he say no, I won't come back. So many of the careful amileen,
yes,
who do take out jinns according to the limitations and the laws of Sharia, they ask them, no, we won't let you go till you take qasam of Hazur Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala. And they don't want to do that very quickly.
Yes.
So they keep on reading wazaif, hurting them, till they say, no, I'm ready. And once he takes that qasam, they don't come back.
Okay.
Because they fear Hazur Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala. They fear Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. So for that reason, it's a diplomacy that is used to get best result out of the situation.
See.
But of course this would not be a shar'i qasam or vow, and there could also be a difference in some rules with jinns in comparison with humans. So in every nation, religion, culture, custom, civilization, there are different names for these things.
Okay.
Sometimes these jinns, they come as a steam and they control the senses of a human being, and they would start speaking language that they could never speak, you know, yes, in their lives. They don't even know what is that language. Now imagine if a person got jinn here, all of a sudden he started speaking Japanese, and he does not even know ABCD of Japanese language or Russian language or German language, but all of a sudden this person is speaking. Engaged in zikrullah, so these shayateen cannot be attracted towards you. This is a basic principle. I've heard from a great alim-e-deen who is a khalifa of Hazur Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala, that when some people came to him and they said, you know, we got jinn and jadu problem, instead of giving them taweez, he taught them how to do ghusl properly. And then he said, because these people don't know how to do ghusl properly, they stay napak. And when they stay napak, jinns come and capture them because they like napaki.
Oh,